Let's switch things over and let's head to Pat Pagano, a man we haven't heard from in ages. Good morning, Pat.
Last Friday.
Well, that's ages.
Well, how's it to me?
Now.
It's like a snap of a finger.
Now, I want to know what happened. Saturday was a terrible day.
Oh, don't even ask.
Gosh. You know, so something weird happened on Saturday, which I'm used to mist, okay? I'm used to mist. Mist, you know, you normally you're in mist. The mist was so fine that you didn't know it was misting unless you had a table and you had things on the table and you were outside. And All of a sudden you look down after 5 minutes and it was soaking wet. That's what happened all day on Saturday.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
It was terrible. A terrible, terrible, terrible forecast. of course, excuse me, we were expecting partly sunny skies.
Yes, we
were. As you know. And even the same holds true for Sunday. We said there could be a shower later in the day.
Well, Sunday turned out beautiful for us.
Sunday turned out good for us, too. But those days should have been switched. That's the way it should have worked out, but it didn't. And, of course, yesterday was terrible.
Oh, yeah, another cloudy day. Yeah, yeah.
And we had light rain and mist by, you know, up there in northwest Jersey. And our shoots were outside, but we did them. We finished the movie in spite of the weather. We just felt that we had to get it done. So that is done, and that is a big, big load off my back, believe me, when I tell you that. Of course, now we have to go back up next weekend and close up. There was literally no time to do this. I can't tell you, you know, how much work there was, but we'll go into that in a little. Let's talk about the forecast, because today we expect our clouds to mix with some sun. It'll be warm, more humid with a high near 80. And, of course, the weather will be better this afternoon than it should be tonight. Could this foul up again? Yes. There is a front stretching just to the west of the Hudson Valley. It should be going across the area as a warm front. If it doesn't and it stalls, it'll keep the low clouds and mist and drizzle from off the ocean over us, and the forecast will bust again. So we'll just have to wait and watch. We do expect fog tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow should be a definite shoo-in for hazy, warm, and humid. Low to middle 80s. So if you like warm weather, tomorrow is going to be the warmest. Thursday, we'll have showers and the chance of a thunderstorm. As far as heavy rain, that will depend on Michael. Michael, a hurricane. We told you about this all last week. And I told you not to give up on Kirk, because the remnants of Kirk were moving across the Caribbean. And I told you, when the remnants got into the Gulf of Mexico, it was going to develop, and it did. And now it's Michael. So Michael will hit the Florida Panhandle early tomorrow afternoon. After that, the speed of which he moves northeastward will determine if we get heavy rain, because there is a cold front coming in from the Midwest. If he doesn't move quick enough, then the cold front will continue to move eastward and actually bend most of his heavy rains to our south, off the mid-Atlantic. But if he moves very quick, that rain from Michael could stream up and be here by Thursday morning, and we could get some heavy rain. In any event,
when will we know?
We will get wet. We will get wet.
When will we know, though?
We won't know till the storm hits land. Tomorrow.
That's all right.
I mean, because there's no way of knowing how fast he's going to move until he gets on land.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen until tomorrow afternoon. So it's a wait and watch situation. But no matter what, it's going to be wet Thursday.
Okay.
The question is not whether or not you need an umbrella. The question is, will it be, quote, light rain, or will it be heavy flooding rains?
All right.
So it's the intensity that we're questioning for Thursday. By Friday, any showers give way to clearing and windy in the mid-60s. Your Saturday will be a sunny day, but it'll not get out of the 50s. 30s at night, and then on Sunday, sun followed by increasing clouds.
Right,
so
yeah.
A very chilly, chilly Saturday.
I want you to know this morning, David Rubin is listening to us, and David Rubin is in Dubrovnik. And I tried to reach him by calling him, and he tried calling here, but we couldn't reach. But he's in Dubrovnik. So, yeah, do you know where Dubrovnik is?
I never even heard of it.
It's got to be like in Russia or something like that, or one of those states. Let me just type it in here because it'd be interesting to know where it is here. Let's see here. It's got to get there. Okay, so it's in, might be in one of the Czech states, though, also.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even know how to spell it.
Okay, Dubrovnik. I've got Dubrovnik. Croatia. It's in Croatia.
Mm. What's he doing there?
I don't know. Probably he's probably spying for the U.S.
Oh.
I'll get him in trouble over there. I know, but then also my friend Richard Trigerser is calling and is listening in this morning. And I know why he's listening, because he's a big Boston Red Sox fan, and he's gloating about the Red Sox 16-1 crushing of the Yankees last night. So we've got a lot of people online watching on Facebook Live this morning, and from all over the place. Yeah, the Yankees lost 16-1 last night. Oof. What they call an ass kicking, Pat. You there, Pat? Pat, we lost Pat Pagano. I think it was the word ass kicking that maybe we lost him. Let's see what happens here. Maybe he had a power outage. We'll bring it back up here. Call him back, see what happens. See if he can answer. That's our submarine sound. I was just trying to call you.
I called you back. All of a sudden, just blot it right out.
That's right. You kind of faded out into the sunset.
Can't believe it. So what was the highlight of Pat's weekend? I said it wasn't wrapping the movie.
What was
that
it?
That was one of the highlights.
What was it?
It is Sunday morning. It is 6:35, ladies and gentlemen. Pat is still sleeping. And Shirley decides that she's going to start barking. And I figured, well, maybe it's just a couple of barks, and that'll be it. But she is persistent. And I'm hearing little noises. I'm saying, this is interesting. So I put on the little battery lamp that I have. And I see her, she's on the bed, and she is looking to the opposite side of the room, toward the couch. I see nothing there. I'm thinking, could this just be acorns hitting the boat outside or something like that? I don't hear anything. So now you don't think Pat's going back to sleep.
No.
Now Pat is laying up, sitting up against the pillows, and her tail is straight up in the air. And she's staring over by the couch. So I'm looking at her, trying to figure out where is that that whole thing going. And I see her look up, and of course, on the eave near the ceiling is a little black bugger running back and forth. You have no idea how upset I was, because I had not seen it since we took care of the situation back at the beginning of the season. I did get up. I don't know where he went, or she, whatever the heck it is. But I was lucky because my contractor was coming up Sunday to be in part of our movie. So I texted him, and he came over at 9:30 Sunday morning, and he went up on the chair over the eaves. He found two more holds. He plugged them up, and I didn't see anything Sunday night. So I don't know, but like, you know, the guy came to cut down, to dig out the stump that was on our lawn, and he's been up there his whole life. And I said, I don't know, Ed, I think I just have to build a new cabin, you know, because I'm not too thrilled about, you know, the mice. He said, Pat, you can build 5 new cabins. You're in the woods.
They're going to find
a way. He said, yeah, he said, and I don't care how new your cabins are, you will always, always have the possibility of getting mice. He said, just get yourself a nice, good garter snake and have him hang out underneath your cabin.
That's right.
That was his advice.
Yeah.
So that was the highlight of my weekend.
Unless you build your cabin out of cinder block on a concrete base, they're going to get in.
I guess so. You're right. I mean, no matter what, right?
Yeah,
I guess
so. They'll find their way in. They'll find their way in.
They'll find a way in. So anyhow, so that's the scoop. I brought some stuff home yesterday. There's a lot more to bring home and pack up next weekend. And it looks like it's going to be pretty darn chilly.
And now by next weekend, we'll be into the fall feel.
Oh, yeah. You're only going to be in the 50s on Saturday.
And will that stay with us now?
I'll look ahead. I would think so. If anything, it may moderate a little bit the week after, but like the week of the 20th, which is not next weekend, but the next weekend, I think it's not going to be chilly. I think it's going to be cold.
All right.
By then.
All right. Well, with that being said, have a good day, Pat. We'll speak with you in the morning.
All right. You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano out of this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.